Hello, you're watching Proactive. I'm joined by DigitalBox CEO James Carter. James, very good to speak with you. You're up with your interim results, which appear to be very positive. Can you tell us what the key drivers were?
Yes, good morning, Stephen. The key influence really behind the results for the first half of this year has been we've increased audience engagement. Advertising values have grown over the period, and we've diversified revenue sources. So just to drill a bit deeper into each of those three key elements, then audience engagement is really the amount of time that we're spending with each consumer that comes to our content on our websites. And we've grown the number of page impressions, which is a great proxy for the amount of time spent on our websites, by 15% compared to the previous year. So audience engagement is up, which is a fantastic result given a fairly volatile market for most publishers. Advertising values have grown again. For anyone that may have access to something called the Azoic Advertising Index, you can see that H1 24 was certainly ahead of H1 25 by about 5 or 10%. So we've managed to sort of buck the trend of the market by increasing our session values over the period and growing advertising by 12%, or growing our revenues by 12% over the period. But thirdly, diversification has really been quite key to our performance in H1 too, where we've managed to, since the AI tools have started to roll out about a year and a half, 2 years ago, we very much recognized the need for us to increasingly exist on platform, i.e., within the walled gardens of the major platforms. And we've monetized that increasingly well, as well as growing the portfolio, which has given us a greater number of assets that we're operating, which again adds to the diversity and the strength of the business.
Can you tell us a bit more about the on-platform monetization, James?
Yeah, certainly. As I said, when the AI tools began to roll out, we felt that most of the major tech platforms would squeeze publishers increasingly for time, and that's proved to be the case. So basically, they're holding users on platform, and really that offers publishers two options. One is to continue to run their own open web businesses and increase engagement with audiences on the open web, and two, increase engagement and relationships with their audiences within the walled gardens. So, if we're stepping back to when we floated the business, we had about 2 million followers, or that, sorry, 3.5 million followers when we established the business and floated it on AIM. We've now got approaching 30 million social followers. So we've grown our social footprint significantly. And on the back of that, we're managing to grow our reach and again, on platform engagement to a point where we're now delivering over 700 million audience reach over the H1 period, which is up about 30% ahead of the previous year. Now, reach is not the only identifier of the earnings you may create on the platform, but it's certainly a good proxy. And it follows that we've managed to drive on platform revenues from 160,000 in H1 24 to 400,000 in H1 25. So increasingly, we're seeing the value of our follower base and reach delivery recognized fairly significantly within the walled gardens. So that's really, really important part of the diversification plan.
Just going back to audience engagement, could you tell us a bit more about that, please?
Yeah, I mean, audience engagement obviously is reflecting a number of things. I mean, 15% page impression growth is the aggregate across the whole business. Looking down into what has done well, TV Guide in particular grew very well with 25% growth in sessions compared to the previous year. And we grew the tab by 38% year on year in terms of page impressions. So collectively, we're generating more time with consumers, which really just enables us to roll out increased monetization of business. And both are great results because they reflect strengthening on-platform engagement, delivering greater audiences to our website. So it's a really, really good result from what is quite a challenging market as the AI tools sort of change really what's happening for most publishers.
So after a good first half, James, how does the future look?
Well, I think I've just been listening to the news on the Today program this morning. It wasn't the most rosy sort of feeling and start to the day, but I think the macro conditions, it's fair to say, are pretty turbulent across the economy, across the media market. We shouldn't shy away from that, but also with that brings opportunities. I think businesses were certainly looking at some businesses that are really quite challenged by the changes that are taking place, and those are providing opportunities for us for future growth. But we remain confident, really, that our agile approach can really help us navigate the choppy waters. And there's great evidence already there in the first half of this year, even with the advertising market being down, we've managed to deliver growth of 10-15% on many of our brands in terms of session values. So bucking the market trend has certainly been something we've been able to do. So we remain optimistic about building momentum as we move into 2026 and launching further products as we move forwards.
You mentioned opportunities. Does that mean more acquisitions, James?
Well, certainly we continue to look at acquisition opportunities. We continue to look increasingly at more diverse acquisition opportunities, things that will future-proof the business and enable us to have a different risk profile to the one that's currently in place. But to be completely honest, I can't say what we're looking at right now. But it would be nice if we could announce some further acquisitions after we did make some smaller acquisitions in the first half of this year. We did acquire the Life Network from Gearchain in the first half of this year and a couple of other small bolt-ons. But yes, we would like to deploy some of our cash to continue to move forwards with further acquisitions.
James, but we'll be chatting to you again very soon then. Thank you very much for taking the time today.
Thank you very much, Stephen.
James Carter, the CEO of Digital Box.